Like you go under the house, or you'd go, if you play, if it was raining, you was playing in the house, you'd go under the bed, or you'd go behind a curtain, you know. Well, it was a clothes closet, but in them days, I don't know what you call it, you just go behind the curtains. Where we had the clothes hanging, you hide, or we'd go up in the teeth and hide.
You had to get in there.
Yeah, you had to scribble all up.
Yeah.
You know, draw yourself all up. And one game we used to play, it was a lot of fun, but my sister didn't like it, only me. You'd take an old inner tube, and you'd get in the inner tube, and you'd hold your, you'd put your legs bow like that and stick it inside the inner tube, and you put your hand this way and you hold the other part, and my brother would roll you, and you'd be upside down rolling around. Lord, he would roll us so fast, but he never let us fall. He'd always catch us. We played games like that too. That was just fun. Kids won't do that now. They're too busy doing other devilments. They don't have time to play games. You tell a child now by playing games, oh, I want to watch television. I want to go to the movie. When you can enjoy yourself doing things and making things at home. We used to make kites. My brother and I would make the kites, and we'd sell the kites. We'd make a fish kite. We'd make a box kite. We'd get out there and hike. We'd play tops, and we'd buy the tops, and you know that most of the tops had a little round screw in it?
Yeah.
My brother took that screw out, and he nailed a nail in there. And he took that nail and put it on top of the ash and took the hammer, and he hit it. And then he take the fire and he sharpen that, and we split tops with that. You play, put the tops in the ring, and some of the kids would come over and put the top in there and see who could split a top. We'd break up people tops like that.
And those kites, you would hike them?
Yes, way up. A lot of time my mother took us out on the playground where we could have fun and have a long run with them. But we had heists right in the yard. We had a big yard. And you see, one of us would go way back of the yard and hold the kite up, and then my brother would pull it fast like that, by the thread or by the cord we had. Sometimes we got a cord and we'd take a stick and undo the cord and we'd wrap it on there. And that kite would go way up in the air, and you could hear it humming miles away in the air. You put a hummer on each, you know what a hummer is?
Yeah, I think it's one of those little things.
You take a little piece of paper and put it on each, on the four sides of the kite. And if it's a fish kite, you put the little piece of paper on each side. And when the wind blows, it hums. Makes a lot of noise. And we made money with that. We used to buy different color papers and make them. You sew paper, and we made our glue out of flour. We used up more of my mother's flour making glue. And we made little chains like that, making kites for the children around, kids who didn't know how. And we also used to blow up balloons and let them go, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just watch them go in the air and go a certain distance and pop.
Now, that hiding game.
Excuse me. A small chihuahua, I think you call them tonics.
Yeah. There ain't no such thing as a big chihuahua.
Well, some bigger than him, almost twice that time. But, I like the little ones. They're easy to carry because when I go out of town like that. See, when I go to California, when I'm taking with me, I buy a little box to carry them in, and I take them with me. That's why I got that little one.
Yeah.
I like a pet. I like to take them around with me.
Now, you were talking about games that you played, other games. Do you remember, for example, playing any games with a knife? With knives?
Yeah.
Would boys ever play any games?
We played it with ice picks. But not with a knife.
What did you do?
With a flip ice pick. Of course, we got spanked about that, you know, because it was dangerous. My dad said that we could have hurt one another playing with that. We could, you know, accidentally stick one another in the feet like that. You hold a pick and you flip it. And, you know, you make a round ring, or either you make a straight line either way and see which one can get the nearest to the line.
Bubble peg or...